gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got one of my favorite guests in all of the automotive world standing by, and we're going to be talking a whole lot about new cars and also about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles from the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, as well as from the four corners of the globe, because it truly is an automotive world these days. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at our usual number. If you've got a question or comment, if you're in the market for a new vehicle and would like the opinion of our very esteemed guest, as well as myself, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Once again, my favorite guest is I have a handful of favorite guests, and this guy falls into the category of being in that elite number I can count on one hand. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist, contributor to NPR, and much, much more, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Hey, good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Well, why don't we begin by talking a little bit about the SEMA show, as you and I were talking off air a little bit earlier this past week. For the first time in a long time, I'm not going to be there, a little disappointed. And I know last year you were there, and doesn't look like at this point that you're going to be there either. But nevertheless, this is a big automotive happening. Some would argue that it's one of the most important automotive events of the year. Even for OEMs, because look, for example, you're showcasing Chrysler is going to be showing off lots of SEMA show specials.
Yeah, actually, they are just loading up the show floor with all sorts of things, from a wild array of customized options on the new Viper to a carbon fiber enhanced version of the Dodge Dart. There'll be there's a funky sort of beach cruiser version of the Fiat 500. They've got several different Jeeps on display. So it's a very important show. SEMA has become one of the must-cover events. And I'm sorry I can't be there, but I have to be in three places at once otherwise.
It's so true, absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about the Dodge Viper. Have you had the opportunity? I know only a handful of folks have had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the new one under controlled circumstances, of course. Have you been one of those lucky few?
Curious that you mentioned it. Yes, today.
No kidding. So I know you probably can't tell us a whole lot, but in general, which model of the Viper? Was it the base model or was it the more upscale model?
I can tell you I drove the GTS today, and it was really fun because I had a chance to drive that versus the last model, the high-performance version from the last generation, 2010. Beyond that, I can't tell you anything, or they might come, and you would next hear that I might have disappeared into a barrel of cement.
I understand completely. Ralph Gilles, who, of course, is the head of the SRT8 division, former president of Dodge and the overall design officer, chief design officer for Chrysler brand, the entire Chrysler group, and is a huge fan of motorsports. And certainly when you look at this vehicle on paper, it's already been nominated for a variety of performance awards. Power to weight ratio really was a high thing on the list of to-dos when they went and designed this new Viper. It stacks right up there with some heavy-duty exotics right behind vehicles like the Bugatti Veyron and the Lamborghini Aventador. This vehicle has a very low power-to-weight ratio.
Well, it has a very high power-to-weight.
It's
a very light vehicle. I think they've already announced the weight, so I can tell you that it is something like 100-plus pounds lower weight than before, excuse me, with more power. they've done a lot of cool things to the engine. I'm trying to figure out what I can tell you that wasn't given to me under embargo. As many people who regularly listen to the show know, that in many cases we do get the chance to get in to drive vehicles ahead of time. But part of the deal is that we honor their embargoes. It's a nice quid pro quo. I will tell you that I'm going to have some nice things to say when I am able to report about this in about a month. It was an impressive experience.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit in generalities once again about the way that they're marketing this vehicle, and I think it's smart. They have kind of a base model for the more traditional Viper buyers. It's still got much more electronic controls because they're mandated by the federal government than we've seen in earlier Vipers. I remember when the Vipers didn't have any lock brakes. It never had stability control. Nowadays, those things are mandatory, so that's a given. But personally, I'm happy to see them kind of reaching out to new markets by offering all the goodies. You can get the killer stereo system, the navigation, the leather upholstery, the sourced carbon fiber seats from Ferrari's maker, and lots of goodies. And I think that's a very wise move.
Yeah, you're right. It's one of those situations where they were required to do some things, including stability control, which is now required by law. But the reality is it was the right decision to do. It's a very, very different world. All you have to do is look at what some of the top-end competition is offering these days. It used to be that when you bought supercars, you almost knew that you were going to suffer a little bit. You'd sacrifice things like electronic controls. Used to get Lamborghinis, you just didn't know if that car would start in the morning. Ferraris had all sorts of issues. These days, that's not the case. You get a lot of technology. You get some great infotainment systems. Porsche is a great example of a company that has just transformed itself from a maker of cars that were pretty well stripped down. I mean, think about a decade ago how basic the interior of your typical 911 was, and look at the vehicle today. Some things that you would have been disappointed seeing on a base car, like electrically assisted power steering, is today showing up on vehicles like a 911, which has an electrically electro-hydraulic steering system, and on the Viper. So the rules have changed quite a bit. But the bottom line is, and this is what's going to matter to people, the bottom line is that you still have to deliver what matters. And this car, the goal was to come up with a classic American sports car. And did they achieve it? Well, I've been hinting at things, and we'll have to wait till about a month for me to give the full assessment.
That's great. Speaking of supercars, boy, they're really reaching this year. Every year, Neiman Marcus partners up with an automotive company, and I remember a number of years back when it was the holiday catalog for Neiman Marcus featured vehicles like the Mustang, the Camaro. Just a couple of years back, it was the Camaro.
And okay, the T-Bird.
The T-Bird, absolutely. But for 2012, they've gone with a McLaren 12C. I mean, that's quite a gift, Paul. I wouldn't mind that under my tree.
Yeah, if any listeners out there would like to figure out what to put under my tree, Neiman Marcus has exactly what I'd like. I guarantee you I'll send you a very nice thank you card. The McLaren 12C is a fun vehicle. In fact, I'm a little bit disappointed, Bob. I would have had a chance to go over to Europe to drive it this week, and instead I'm going to be in Tokyo listening to technology briefing with Nissan.
Oh, decisions. When we come back on the other side, more with Paul Eisenstein right here on Auto World.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency. Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce.
It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America, or if you're listening on an internet device, we have all those goodies available at GCNlive.com. You can listen to the show in archive form, on demand, on the telephone, on your Android phone, or on your iPhone as well. All the apps are there at GCNlive.com, or check out AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, and we're getting the inside scoop on a gamut of things, including the continued problems within Honda. Honda has been targeted in yet another safety probe. This time it's the Santa Fe. It the hits keep on rolling, so to speak, in old music language, music radio language. Boy, Honda can't get a break these days.
Yeah, actually, the Hyundai Santa Fe is also being targeted for a new probe, but Honda had another probe this week. That was after a previous probe that was announced by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Bob, the week before, covering 600,000 vehicles. But that was bad enough because they had three separate recalls the week before that totaled 1.7 million vehicles all together. About the only thing that made it a little bit easier for Honda not to be dominating the headlines was the big news announcement, of course, by Toyota that had 2.5 million vehicles recalled here in the U.S., 7.5 million worldwide, the biggest recall ever from Toyota. So What's going on with the two supposed Japanese quality leaders?
That is the big question. I know they both were very much deeply affected by the tsunami of last year, but nevertheless, it seems to be a problem a whole lot deeper than that.
Yeah, and these are not recalls connected with the tsunami. A lot of these are vehicles that are 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. Now, that's one of the problems that the industry has. A lot of times they get caught on problems that were developed many years ago. It can be a decade, and you suddenly see all these vehicles recalled. That's happened to Honda, but that's happened to Ford, that's happened to GM, just about everybody. But the thing that's rather interesting is that the Japanese are just getting slammed, particularly the two guys that we normally associate high quality with. That's just fascinating because both of them have been leading the pack. Let's see, 2010, Toyota had more vehicles, individual vehicles recalled in the United States than any other brand, 14 million worldwide, most of those but not all connected with unintended acceleration. But they had problems ranging from steering issues with the Corolla to minivans that had parts that were literally falling off on the highway because of corrosion. Well, now we see all sorts of issues with Honda. Honda led the recall count last year, was the number one, nudged Toyota out of that box at the last minute with a late 2011 recall. Toyota is now in contention again if they have more problems related to the these door window switches that can catch fire. But otherwise, Honda is just every time you turn around, they have another recall or another vehicle going under investigation.
Yeah, this is very interesting. So it's the Pilot that's affected also, as you said, the Hyundai Santa Fe. So we'll have to continue to cover that story here on Auto World. Another one that's interesting that you've got up on the DetroitBureau.com is about the use of ethanol in gasoline. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, may slash the use of ethanol in gasoline. I guess there are a number of factors coming into play with this one, Paul.
Yeah, we have a federal law that was passed under the Bush administration, as you may recall, the Energy Independence Act, which was designed to try to help reduce our dependence upon imported oil. Part of what it required was the use of more ethanol. Now, unfortunately, ethanol is just not selling. I don't know how many of you, I'd love to hear from listeners who actually go out and buy ethanol where it's available at their local gas station. I'll bet you there aren't many among your listeners who actually do. We also have ethanol melded into regular gasoline, and the feds have been recently trying to up that in order to meet the new mandates. But what's happened is we have a thing called a drought this past year that ruined our crops. So suddenly, we have people vying. The farmers can either sell it for ethanol or they can sell it for food crops or for animal feed. And this is a real issue, and there's a very big push by a number of lawmakers around the country to try to cut back on the amount of corn that will go into ethanol.
That is very interesting. Let's talk about another story that is getting a lot of attention, and that is the fuel. The MPG readings of some of these electric vehicles are absolutely astounding. And the latest one is Ford C-Max Energy, E-N-E-R-G-I, gets a 108 mile per gallon rating. And you're asking readers of the Detroit Bureau right there on the website, but will buyers notice? And that is the big question.
Yeah. Now, first of all, let's make it clear that that is essentially an equivalent number. The feds have a bit of a challenge because they are trying to come up with good estimates of numbers that can be used to compare either pure electric vehicles or plug-in hybrids and the like with conventional gasoline. So it's a little bit of a challenge with these numbers. And when you're operating purely on gas, believe me, if you're going, be much beyond that 30-mile range or so of the energy, let's say you're trying to go from Detroit to Chicago, New York to Boston, your mileage will drop at that point when you're purely operating on gas. But around town, it's a great number. Back to the point, you talked about the headline, will it matter? One of the big challenges is that Toyota owns the hybrid segment. 50% of all hybrids sold in the U.S., in fact, worldwide, come from Toyota. So the question is, can Ford, which is putting a big push into electric power, can they actually start grabbing a share? Their market share of the plug-in or plain hybrid or battery car side of the business has actually fallen by more than half this year, largely because they dropped the Escape hybrid. But they have a ton of new electric vehicles coming out. The Ford Focus Electric, the C-Max Energy, the Fusion Energy, and so on. So this is going to be a very important year for Ford. But whether they can finally gain some ground on Toyota, well, we're going to have to wait and see, even though they are almost on every model getting significantly better fuel economy than the Toyota competition.
Interesting. Our telephone number, if anybody would like to chime in, we have a lot of listeners in the great state of Iowa, KXEL, News Talk 1540. A lot of corn is grown there. About
baby, let's cruise away from here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4375. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Joining us, Paul Eisenstein is our very special guest, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul is going to be back with us momentarily here. And we're going to continue to play trivia on the broadcast. So if you've got an answer to the trivia question, we would love to hear from you. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. The question is, who made the vehicle known as the Elite? It was a affordable personal luxury car, which is something that isn't talked about so much today, but was a two-door vehicle. Who made the Elite back in the 1970s? 855-660-4261. A little power outage at our master control facilities in Minnesota. Now we're back with Paul Eisenstein at the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, let's talk about another interesting story I noticed that you had up recently, and that's the big year that Chevrolet is promising for 2013. I understand they're going to have 13 new products. That's an astounding number of products for the 2013 year.
Yeah, when you talk about everything that's coming from the Impala to the Malibu, and of course we're going to see a few other things we're likely to see next year. For example, an all-new 7th-generation Corvette. We're going to see some new pickup trucks, full-size pickup trucks, the Chevrolet Silverado, both the we'll start out with the light duty, but we'll also be seeing heavy duty models coming. And we're told there's a couple more surprises, so I'm very curious to see what those might be.
Absolutely. Of course, everybody in Corvette land is anxious for the North American, a.k.a. North Detroit Auto Show happening in January, to see the wraps off the 2014 rendition of the Corvette. I was talking to somebody from General Motors yesterday. He said he had seen the vehicle, he has sat in the vehicle, and folks are going to be very impressed with the interior. And of course, the interior has been the one area of the Corvette that has always received a little bit of mixed reviews, to say the least. Lots of folks, especially as the Corvette price has crept up over the years, have pointed out that the switchgear and a lot of the materials used in the Corvette were not up to its price tag.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we talked about this just a little while ago, Bob. When we opened the show, we were talking about the changes in the Viper. And the fact is, big changes in recent years in terms of all sorts of interiors. Look at the upgrades that we have seen inside of vehicles like the Porsche 911 and Lamborghinis, Ferraris. I mean, these cars now have to deliver true luxury interiors. They can't get by with just a lot of power. Well, that said, I can tell you this, that the interior redesign of the new Corvette is being handled directly, overseen directly, by the top designer at General Motors. Ed Welburn has told me repeatedly that that is his personal project.
Wow. That is quite a statement to hear that from you, Paul. So makes me even more anxious to see the new Corvette. Another vehicle that I got some questions on this weekend is the new Pathfinder, and this is an all-new model for 2013, and some significant changes are in store for fans of the Pathfinder.
Yeah, absolutely. This thing is significantly lighter than it was in past generations, in large part because they have done what we've seen so many other makers do. Ford with the Explorer, for example, migrated away from the classic body-on-frame truck-like SUV to a true crossover vehicle. So this is a big change that we've been seeing in the industry. The fact is that there's only a handful of classic body-on-frame trucks out there anymore. A good example is the Nissan Xterra. But the reality is, how many people are going to care? I'd love to hear listeners at some point talk about this. Are there people out there who are not buying SUVs that change to crossovers? Because certainly when you look at what's happening in the market, that is not, you know, that's a trend of the past. People really want more car-like, higher mileage crossover utility vehicles rather than the classic off-roaders. And no surprise, people care more about what they're driving around town, about fuel economy, and very, very few people ever really, really seriously drive in the conditions that those old truck-like SUVs required.
Yeah, it's so true. I know over the years they've done some pretty heavy-duty surveys on the number of folks who actually use their truck-based SUV in off-roading maneuvers, and it's minuscule. Most of these vehicles are grocery getters and commuting vehicles, family vehicles. You're definitely not seeing a whole lot of people doing off-roading.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, it's interesting because you can deliver some true on-road performance, real good handling and behavior, and decent fuel economy if you want to out of a truck. Look at the new Land Rover, Range Rover, their flagship vehicle. This vehicle, if anything, will be even more competent. It has, what, about 5 inches more, if I recall, Bob, what is it, mm-hmm. 5 inches more ground clearance than the outgoing Range Rover? It's absolutely amazing, even though the on-road driving experience is supposed to be even better.
Another interesting story making headlines in the automotive world, really no great surprise here, but Acura had an interesting sport utility vehicle, kind of a crossover that was trying to merge the sports car with the SUV. I mean, Infiniti has done a good job of that with the FX, but the ZDX has not been a big seller for the Acura brand, and I understand when we come back on the other side, you'll tell us about what Acura is going to do with this product. We'd love to hear from you listeners about anything that's been on the plate, so give us a call on our toll-free line, and that number is 866-855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. 4261.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team, share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back here live on Auto World with Paul Eisenstein. My name is Bob Logg. And, Paul, before we talk about the much not love ZDX from Acura, remind folks about all the wonderful offerings that you have for consumers in the realm of email updates and RSS feeds, all kinds of wonderful stuff.
Well, Bob, thank you very much. The first thing we should tell people is that thedetroitbureau.com covers every angle of the auto industry, whether you're looking for spy shots, reviews, business news, consumer news, want tips on what the latest recalls are or where to get a good deal. Come to thedetroitbureau.com. But you can't always get there, and we'll help you stay on top of it, even if you haven't been to the site lately. We offer free RSS feeds. We offer free Twitter feeds, and you can get a variety of different newsletters. We'll send you an update every time there's a story post, if that's what you'd like, or we'll send you a wrap-up once a day or even once a week.
That's great.
And by the way, I should mention, Bob, everything's free.
Oh, that's a good word. Definitely in today's world of 2012, anything that's free and is that valuable is a win-win for everybody. Let's talk about the ZDX. This is a car that was unveiled a few years back, I believe 2009 or so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it had a good idea, and there are certain elements of its styling that were done fairly well. I like the way they integrated the rear door handle, so it was kind of hidden, so it kind of had that coupe-esque profile. But that combination of that toothy grin from Acura and the overall front fascia of the vehicle, and also the fact that if you're on the larger side, getting in and out of the back seat was pretty difficult. This vehicle has not sold well.
No, the ZDX was, well, you could call it a clone of the X6. They argue that they were already developing it when the X6 hit market. Whatever the case, it never really connected with people the way the BMW design did, or a few others are out there. It tried to find a balancing point between, if you will, sort of a sports car and a sport ute. But it has been one of the single least popular vehicles in the entire Honda family, whether you're talking about the Honda brand or the Acura brand. What's really curious, a lot of us thought it was just going to go away, but I guess the only thing I can figure out, Bob, is that they put a bunch of money into developing a mid-cycle car. This year, this coming year, would have been their mid-cycle update. So what they're doing is they're bringing out a mid-cycle vehicle, but they're only going to offer it for 1 year. So they're going to be putting out an updated vehicle with a few nice new features. Pricing is a little bit odd. You know, bumping a price up in the final year, I can't quite figure out either. Mm-hmm. But I don't get it. You put out a vehicle that you say to the consumer, well, it's an orphan in the year, which usually means you better expect a real collapse of trade-in values, what the industry calls residuals. You're raising the price, telling people it's going away. I don't understand how they can expect so many of them.
No, absolutely not. That doesn't make any sense at all. Bob Lutz has joined the board of the creator of a new steel alloy. Anything that Bob does, the industry notices.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a company that GM just recently put some money into. They supposedly have a very, very fancy way of creating a very high strength but very moldable steel. And this could be a real breakthrough, a lot of people believe. There's a battle royal going on in the industry right now. Obviously, we have a new fuel economy standard coming for 2016, 37.5 miles a gallon, but that jumps to 54.5 by 2025. And for the industry, this is an absolute, I guess you can call it a nightmare, because they don't know exactly how they're going to get there. They're looking for every possible way, to make some sort of improvement in the vehicle to try to turn things around, to try to improve fuel economy. So we're seeing things like big changes in powertrain technology. We're seeing new transmissions, multi-gear transmissions, all sorts of things. But one of the key things that you're going to see is an effort, as we mentioned earlier with the Pathfinder, to cut weight. And by cutting weight, this could be really critical. So you're going to see new materials. We talked a little bit about the Viper. They've already said that that's going to have a lot of carbon fiber. It's going to have some of this new hot-formed aluminum and so on. And the challenge is steel is still very cheap. The question is, how do you come up with steel that can let you make it higher strength and lower weight and still keep it affordable? So this is the company that Bob is getting connected with.
Interesting. Another great story on your website by one of your contributors, Marty Bernstein, caught my eye, and it's Marty's Marketing Minutia Fashion and Cars Edition. Paul, I remember back in the late 1970s when Lincoln had a whole slew of specialty designer edition Lincoln Continental. To stop and think, it would have been, believe, Mark IV's. The Bill Blass edition. There were three or four others as well, and now we're seeing automakers and the fashion industry once again kind of getting a little bit entangled, and even brands that you wouldn't normally expect to be considered in the same sentence as fashion, such as Chevrolet.
Yeah, Isaac Mizrahi, the big fashion world designer, is putting his name on some efforts that Chevrolet is getting involved with. What was real interesting was the smashing success earlier this year of a Gucci-branded version of the Fiat 500. So, yeah, there was a time about 20-some years ago when we saw an awful lot of connection between the fashion world and the auto industry. That sort of faded away, but it's coming back strong right now.
You know, I had one of those Fiat 500 Gucci edition convertibles for a week as a test car here in the Auto World garage, and I got a huge reaction, especially from young women. They just absolutely loved that vehicle, Paul.
Yeah, some of those vehicles just really connect with a particular group. I think a lot of women get really, really into some of the Fiat 500 designs. Well, they're more, they seem to be much more excited about some of the small cars, I think, than guys are in general.
Let's talk about some other interesting things business-wise. Another not-so-good thing from Toyota announced this week, the fact that they had to declare that their shares have been downgraded. What are some of the reasons behind this move? Is it just the general thing, you know, the general energy surrounding the company, the recalls, the sales problems? What are some of the things leading to this downgrading of shares?
Yeah, now I have to point out that not everybody has downgraded Toyota. There are some people that still think it has a tremendous future in front of them, and I would be one of the few that would go out. I wouldn't be among the few that are going to go out and short the stock right now. Let me tell you that much, Bob. The reality is that there are some concerns, however. S&P did raise some questions about what's going to happen with Toyota stock. Some of the reasons that Toyota right now is getting a closer eye is the fact that they just announced the biggest single recall in their history. And there are a lot of people that are raising questions about whether they've really got their quality and safety issues under control again. The other real concern, for some people this is the real one, is that the battle between the Chinese and the Japanese, it's a war of words right now, and hopefully it won't go beyond that. But there's clearly a feud going on between the Japanese and Chinese over those uninhabited islands, the Chinese called Diaoyu and the Japanese called the Senkaku. And we have seen violent protests break out in China. We've seen a dealership, Toyota dealership, get destroyed. We saw a lot of Japanese cars turned over, burned, and the like. And there's a lot of people calling for boycotts of various Japanese products. So that Toyota, in particular, has cut in half its production in China, at least for the time being. That could hurt them. They were on path to become the number one maker worldwide again. This may set that back.
Interesting. Paul, you're definitely a gentleman who gets the opportunity to pilot lots of cool cars in addition to the one that you had the opportunity to have spin in recently. Any other test cars in the Detroit Bureau garage that have really kind of surprised you in recent weeks?
I have one outside, but talk about a total difference between the Viper I drove today and what I've also been driving this weekend. I have the little Chevy Spark, which is a fun little car to drive. I got to tell you something. It's interesting to see what is going on in the small car market, Bob. Totally changed what people used to think about micro cars.
It is so true. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau. Everybody check out thedetroitbureau.com. Thanks for being a part of this edition and this hour of Auto World, Paul.
Good to be with you, Bob.
We'll have you back real soon. That will do it for this hour of the broadcast. On Bob Wong.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.